In this lesson, you'll learn how to stop a car quickly and under control as if in an emergency. You'll also learn how to prevent having to perform emergency stops in your everyday driving by using good observations and good forward planning. Stopping in an emergency. In normal driving, a good driver shouldn't need to brake really hard. Good drivers look and plan well ahead and drive at appropriate speeds. But it's not possible to plan for all situations, so it's important to be able to stop the car quickly and under good control. A quick reaction is crucial in an emergency because the sooner you start braking, the sooner you'll stop. You may be asked to perform an emergency stop during your practical driving test. Your instructor in your lessons or the examiner on your test will ask you to pull up in a safe place. They'll explain to you they want you to perform an emergency stop exercise. They'll ask you to drive on when it's safe. The examiner will identify a safe time for you to stop the car. The examiner will check mirrors and look out the rear window. Then they'll raise their right hand and say stop in a firm tone of voice. You will keep both hands firmly on the steering wheel. Do not check your mirrors. Press the brake pedal firmly but progressively. Just before the car stops, press the clutch pedal. Avoid pressing the clutch pedal too early. Once the car has fully stopped, put the handbrake on and select neutral. Then the examiner will ask you to move away again when it's safe. To move away, you'll use the normal POM routine. Prepare the car to move away. Observe, check all around, but this time you must check both blind spots. You'll start your observations from your left blind spot and move, check all around to your right blind spot, and then you'll move on when it's safe.